Good evening. This is Agashwani Kohima. I'm Jonas Yandhan with Evening News. The headlines. Filing of nominations for seventh and last phase of Lok Sabha elections to end this evening. Election Commission resolves over 90% complaints. Pending issues mainly between Congress and the BJP. Chief Minister Nipirio meets newly appointed officials and organizations in Jammu Kadima. And whom ministry warns against fraudsters posing as government officials for intimidation and extortion. Now the news in detail. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi today filed his nomination from Varanasi constituency for a third consecutive term. Congress candidate Ajay Rai, who is the opposition INDI alliance, joined the nominee, is contesting against Modi. Today also marked the end for filing nomination for seventh and last phase of Lok Sabha polls. Elections will be held in 57 Lok Sabha seats in 7 states and 1 union territory in this phase, 13 seats each in Uttar Pradesh and Punjab, 9 seats of West Bengal, 8 seats of Bihar, 6 seats of Odisha, 4 seats of Himachal Pradesh, 3 seats of Jharkhand and 1 seat in union territory of Chandigarh will go to polls in the 7th and last phase. Scrutiny of nominations will be done tomorrow. Friday is the last date for withdrawal of candidature. Voting for the 7th and last phase will be held on 1st June. The voter turnout in the fourth phase of the Lok Sabha election, which was held yesterday, recorded 67.71%. Election Commission has said that over 90% complaints have been disposed of by it since the enforcement of Model Code of Conduct and no major complaint pending from political parties except that of Congress and the BJP. In a statement today, the Commission said 425 major complaints had been filed by various political parties and candidates. Of these, action has been taken or matter disposed of in 400 cases. ECI said 170 complaints were filed by Congress, while 95 by BJP and 160 complaints by other parties. The Commission said a few complaints of Congress and BJP against each other are pending alleging violation of Model Code of Conduct. In the past, the Commission had been issuing notices to individual leaders who had committed violations of MCC. Chief Minister Nipirio today held a series of meetings with newly appointed officials of educational institutions and organizations at Jammu Kadima. He was also called on by Colonel Arvind Notiyal, new principal of Sainik School Bungwa. Rio expressed confidence that under his leadership, the school will continue to excel as it brings a wealth of experience and knowledge. Professor Dr. A. Ilaya Berumal, new director of NIT Nagaland, Jammu Kadima, also called on the chief minister. Rio wished him a successful tenure and wished the institute more success to equip young people with new age skill enhancement programs. Representatives from Western Chagasang Hoho and Naga Council Dimapu met the chief minister. Rio said separate meetings with these organizations discussed matters related to the welfare, peace and development within their jurisdiction. The Home Ministry has advised the people to be aware from the fraudsters posing as officials of police, Central Bureau of Investigation, Narcotics Department, Reserve Bank of India, Enforcement Directorate and other law enforcement agencies. According to the ministry, a large number of complaints are being reported on National Cybercrime Reporting Portal regarding intimidation, blackmail, extortion and digital arrest by cyber criminals posing as government officials. In certain instances, unsuspecting victims are made to undergo digital arrest and remain visually available over Skype or other video conferencing platform to the fraudsters till their demands are met. The fraudsters typically use studios modeled on police stations and government offices and wear uniforms to appear genuine. The ministry said this is an organized online economic crime and is learned to be operated by cross-border crime syndicates. The ministry has advised that the citizens should immediately report the incident on cybercrime helpline number 1930 or www.cybercrime.gov.in for assistance. This news comes to you from Akashvani, Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Divisional Management Unit WOKA under Nagaland Forest Management Project held its annual review meeting in WOKA today. Senior Scientist and Head ICAR Krishi Vigyan Kendra Dr. Sandeep Deshmukh highlighted the benefits of integrated farming systems and the need to restore Chum land through sustainable practices. He emphasized on addressing nutritional deficiencies and called for collaboration between GVK and Forest Department to enhance farmers' livelihoods. The program provided an overview of the Japan International Cooperation Agency, JICA, project's activities focusing on progress, success stories, and livelihood initiatives. Challenges and collaborative efforts were discussed with council members from 14 villages in WOKA. Government Higher Secondary School Gifere held a felicitation program for HSLC and HSSLC candidates. Principal Y.P. Singh implored the students about the crucial stage that they have reached. He asked them to be wise in the decisions they choose. The principal also said that one cannot grow without struggling and encouraged them not to give up despite failures in their path. Prizes and certificates were given to students based on academic excellence and attendance performance. Nagpur Government Law College held interaction with Kohima Law College today. The team consisting of 5 professors imparted legal education to the law students. Teaching faculty in Kohima also gave insights about Naga customary laws and practices in the state and its role in the judicial system. Assistant Professor Gezokoto Savi thanked the team and encouraged the project of exchange studies, which is beneficial for students and college in general. Assam Rifles organized Merry Life campaign at Government Higher Secondary School, Beren, yesterday. The program educated students on the aim of Merry Life movement, which seeks to transform persons into pro-planet people. The students were made aware of the need to adopt lifestyles that prioritize conservation, moderation, and the protection of environment. Students also took oath to make all possible changes in their daily life to protect the environment and to continuously motivate their friends, family, and others about the importance of environmentally friendly habits. Nagaland Public Service Commission has issued addendum against advertisement of Combined Technical Services Examination, CTSE, 2024, earlier published on 28 March. In this regard, it has made an addition of 2 posts of Agriculture Officer under Agriculture Department, 9 posts of Agriculture Inspector under Agriculture Department, 7 posts of Fishery Inspector under Fisheries and Aquatic Resources Department, and 1 post of Pharmacist under Directorate of Prisons. Candidates who have already applied for the post of Agri Inspector, Fishery Inspector and Pharmacist have been directed to update their post preference through NPSC portal npsc.nagaland.gov.in before 17th May, 12 noon. One-time registration will be active from 12 noon of 15th May till 12 noon of 17th May, 2024. NPSC also informed that 1 post of SDO, Agri or Civil Engineering under Water Resources Department is withdrawn and 2 posts of Food Safety Officer, Grade 1, may be referred as Food Safety Officer, Class 2, gazetted. And now 20 News, here are the headlines again. Filing of nominations for the 7th and last phase of Lok Sabha elections to end this evening. Election Commission resolves over 90% complaints, pending issues mainly between Congress and the BJP. Chief Minister Nipiro meets newly appointed officials and organizations in Jammu Kitima. And Home Ministry warns against fraudsters posing as government officials for intimidation and extortion. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. Good night.